Now in the fifth quarter show, we're joined with J.K. Basie, the Concordia Orioles head football coach. Coach, we appreciate you taking time to join the show. And your team matches up with a very good Windsor football team, and you fall 61-13. Can you talk us through that game?
We played some pretty good teams this year. Early on in the season, you know, we played Lincoln and Cole Camp and Sweet Springs. And, Windsor, I'm assuming is going to match up real well with those guys if they end up facing them here on the way. Coach Vinsel had his guys ready to play. You know, this could have been a game where they kind of overlooked the team, and they didn't. They were ready to play. And, give my hats off to Coach Vinsel and his staff. They had a good game plan for us. And, we did some things that didn't help our cause. You know, we had missed tackles in the backfield on some long touchdown runs that they had to kind of break the game open early. It was 34-0 at the end of the first quarter, 55-0 at halftime, and then the final 61-13. We played a very good football team tonight. That's for sure.
Tonight was the last minutes played of football for a lot of your seniors, maybe ever, and not only just in high school. Can you tell us about those seniors, that what they brought to it, and some of the kids you're going to miss next year?
Yeah, we're gonna have to play seven teams. Our quarterback Braden McGinnis, middle linebacker, he's been a leader for us for the past couple of years. He started for quarterback for us last year. He's played middle linebacker, since he's about a freshman. He's gonna be a tough one to replace. Not only on the field, but just his leadership and just his attitude. He's such a good kid. He does a great job with the younger guys, getting them ready to go. Colby Stein, he's going to be another tough one to replace, our little halfback cornerback. He had another great year catching the football, running the football, returning the football. So that's a lot of offense that we're going to miss out of those two guys. Peyton Moore came out his senior year this year, played his freshman, didn't play as a sophomore and junior, but came out his senior year and did a good job for us, a halfback and tight end, and a middle linebacker, the outside linebacker. He led the team in tackles. And then Simon Looney and Jaron Adams, on our offensive line, both of those guys stepped into starting roles this year and did some things for us. Jaron, it was his first year playing football ever. He played center for us, and I could probably count on one hand how many bad snaps he had. That's pretty big, especially with the pistol offense that we run. To only have a few bad snaps, that's pretty good. And then Hunter Wilkins played split in and defensive back for us. He improved tremendously for his senior year. Did some good things for us. And then our final senior, Drake Wolzer, he came out last year and Drake's a great kid. Got some playing time on the defensive line, and we're gonna miss his antics, I guess I could say, at practice. It's gonna be tough to replace all those guys.
All right, well, looking forward to next year. Who are some of the kids that'll be back that'll make a difference and have a big role for the Orioles?
I think we got some kids that have got some really good playing experience this year. Some younger guys. We're gonna have pretty good offensive lineman returning in Jonas Wolzer. And Tanner Crawford, and hopefully we had an injury to a knee from one of our offensive linemen, Jacob Nelson, a sophomore. He got hurt at practice after the Sweet Springs game, and has been out since then. So he'll come back in and fill a role. Troy Brandt kind of had an injury bug this year. He had a separated AC joint, missed his first four games, and then he got a concussion last week, so he wasn't available tonight. That's a big part of our offense. We take him away from the fullback. It makes things being really key on Braden and Colby a little more. Dante Stockwell, who came in and played fullback for us tonight, he's gonna have a huge role to fill next year. And we got some other younger kids that I think are going to step up and hopefully get bigger, faster, stronger this summer over the winter and the summer in the weight room and compete. Go out and play basketball, go out and play football, run track. Play baseball, just compete, get ready for next year.
That was Concordia head coach J.K. Basie here on the fifth quarter show.